Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to have a quiet time with God, receive this prayer, and also seek divine direction for your day's activities. Welcome also to Friday, the 17th in July. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. This is the day which the Lord has made for you. You shall rejoice and be glad in it with your family. Your steps shall be ordered to your waiting blessings. Parents, put both your hands on your bosom or stretch them out. Let me use you as a point of contact in praying for your children, young or old, wherever they may be, whether they are around or far away. If you have their photographs or any of the items at home with you, books, clothing, shoes, etc., hold or touch them. Better if you can stand in the gap for them. If you don't even have all those things, please stand in the gap for them. The God who answered Job when he prayed for his children, and God remembered them, will remember your children today. My dear Heavenly Father, I lift up every child represented by these parents before your throne, your throne of grace. Let your mercy speak for every son and every daughter. These children shall fear the Lord and walk in his ways. I cancel every satanic agenda against their destinies, every covenant and every limitation, every demonic manipulation assigned to them is hereby broken by the blood of Jesus. Your labor over your children shall not be in vain. You shall not weep over them, neither will you know their graves. You shall be alive, well and strong, while they occupy prominent positions and be doing heroic things in life. They shall grow to give you joy, peace, and honor. You will see to your children's children's children, to your third and fourth generation, according to God's promise for you. Say amen, I receive it. If you have them around or their photographs, anoint them or anoint them in their photographs and speak more prophetic words to their lives. Who is this traveling this weekend, today, tomorrow, or Sunday? Anoint yourself and take your anointed mantle along. Go in peace and return in joy. Oh, this family, you have a ceremony or an event or a function this weekend or next. It shall be highly successful. More than enough provisions shall be made available. Protection over your family and all the invited guests. They shall come in peace and return in joy. Please sow a battle seed behind this prayer. Any day you have important thing doing, don't just pray and leave it to prayers alone. Make a sacrificial seed sowing to back up for God's kingdom to keep growing, and the wonders that will follow will amaze you. July 17th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless you, bless your birthday, and bless your new age. You shall live to a good old age and fulfill your God-given purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive insightful teachings and practical wisdom on life issues. First one today, peace of the Lord be with you, sir. More grace and more anointing. I want to speak in respect of the woman who says she can treat prostate cancer, to be advised to put her products on all internet platforms so people can patronize her. Wow, fantastic. Good advice. Thank you for this. I hope she's listening to this. Next, good evening, Daddy. Please, sir, I would like to know if it is good for someone to pay tithe to a pastor that has no ministry. Wow, a pastor that has no ministry? According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, tithe is to be for the work of the ministry, for the furtherance of God's kingdom work on earth. He says, so that there may be meat in my house. So if a man or a woman bears the name of the title pastor, but has no kingdom work at hand doing, why pay tithe to such a person? Why? What you can give to such a person is money gift, if you so desire, but not tithe. God that ordained tithe told us where to take it to, and also the purpose for tithing. We can be generous to people, giving them gift or money, but not tithe. Next, Daddy, good morning. More grace, sir. Please, doctors in the house, how can I manage reducible epigastric hernia without surgery? Please help me, sir. Wow. I'm just wondering why you don't want surgery to remove it. As I check, a reducible epigastric hernia is not usually an emergency, but it does not heal on its own, well, except by divine intervention of God, that is supernatural healing. Surgery is generally the way of removing it, but I wonder why you don't want that option. So over to you, doctors in the house, please help our siblings. Give your medical advice and counsel. Next, good morning, Daddy. My daughter's husband read her chat notes with her colleague and accused her of adultery. My daughter explained in details and begged him to forgive her if the conversation got him angry. But he's tormenting my daughter emotionally by the use of derogatory words on her. Is a pastor in one of the Pentecostal churches. This happened since 2024. My daughter is just opening up to me last week. So she's emotionally heartbroken. Daddy, what can I do as a mother to salvage her marriage from being broken up? Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Like I said sometimes ago, questions and issues we treat here are for all of us to learn and apply to our life, not only for the person asking the question. Number one, I have always advised against husband and wife going after each other's phones to check messages and chat. It borders on lack of trust. Trust is crucial in marriage. Although each time I say this, some people disagree with me. They say, how can I be sure if I don't check his or her phone? Well, number two, your daughter also should be more discreet, or should have been more discreet. We may not know what the chat messages contain, but obviously she was chatting with another man. So her husband, who could not trust her enough, is reading meaning. This distrust has been allowed to fester for too long, 2 years, you say. Quick action must be taken now, so that the devil does not cheat them by building a mountain out of this and hardening the husband's heart by further traumatizing his wife. My counsel is, one, prayer warfare from your side and your daughter's side also. Two, since he's a pastor under authority in an organization, his general overseer or superior church or superior pastors over him should be involved. They will call both of them, examine the chat to see what the husband is insinuating and settle it for them. It will be settled, I believe. But 2 years has been too long to have kept this one going. There is a lesson here to be learned for all couples. Trust each other and do nothing to make your partner suspicious. Listeners with experience in this area or a different counsel should please send it and offer them. Please, let's be praying for our marriages and our children's marriages and their homes every day. Good enough, we did so today. And also, I ask that we make sacrifice to back up prayers for our children regularly. What affects our children will also affect us. Tomorrow is our communion service. Prepare your own today. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube, please do so today. Search for the Real Femi Emmanuel on your phone, on your YouTube. You will see it. Tap your subscribe button and turn on notification. All TPJS siblings, we are intentional about this. Subscribe to our YouTube. Also like and follow us on our Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Do so today. Please don't compromise on your tithe, personal and corporate tithe. 10% of our earning is God's portion for his kingdom work to grow on earth and for divine covering against devourers. So your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 777 we are sowing this month as God gives you the grace. Many are still sowing seed 71, connection to my body, connection to grace and anointing. Do yours if you have faith and believe in it. Chat with +234 809 789 4000 for the correct account in doing so. Parents, pray regularly for your children and sow seed to their lives, as I have already told us. A, the power of God will rest upon every one of us. The prayers we pray here daily, the prophetic action we take, shall deliver testimonies to your life. You will not fall, you will not fail. There shall be nothing missing or broken or wanting in everyone's life. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.